grant you more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, draws our attention to shukr for some of the basic ni'mats that He has granted us. And for us to enable, and to enable us to appreciate those basic ni'mats. What are those basic ni'mats? Hazrat Ubaidullah ibn Muhsan al-Khitmi al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, he says in this hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who wakes up in the morning, aminan fi sirbihi, in a state that he is secure and sound, he is safe, aminan, mu'afan fi jasadihi, he has no major bodily afflictions, he is healthy. So one is, he has safety as far as his life is concerned, as far as his property is concerned, as far as his family is concerned. Mu'afan fi jasadihi. And second point is that he has, his body is healthy. He hasn't been afflicted with some major calamity. He hasn't been diagnosed with some type of terminal illness. And probably 8 or 9 or 10 out of everyone sitting here and every person in the world would have these two ni'mats and would have been blessed with these ni'mats. Mu'afan fi jasadihi. And the third point is, indahu qutu yawmi. The word used is qut, which means he has enough food just to keep him alive for the day. Indahu qutu yawmi. The ulama have explained that qut is that amount of food which is just sufficient to keep a person's back straight. We don't even know what it is to be hungry. We don't even know what it is for bombs to be raining on your head. And we think, as we speak, we think about our brothers and sisters in places like Syria and Egypt, where indiscriminate killing is taking place of women, children. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, and may He make it a means for us to recognize these blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he has enough food to keep him alive for the day. Just enough food to keep him alive for the day. So the words used is, كَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَدَافِيرِيَا. It is as though the entire dunya full of ni'mats has been gathered for this person. He has everything. If he has those basic things, and a very, very basic level of shukr, if he can appreciate these things, then he has the most fundamental ni'mats that anyone could want in this world. And we only have to look at what is happening to our brothers and sisters around the world. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve their suffering. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take revenge on behalf of those innocent women and children that are being indiscriminately killed. So this is the one level of shukr. And unfortunately, if we reflect over our lives, then how much do we recognize these basic ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are still coming to the other ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have just come out of the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayat of the Quran, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. One of the objectives was that we recognize and we proclaim the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this guidance that He had given us. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And so that we may make this shukr. We may make the shukr for the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is becoming a very, very normal thing that people are unsatisfied with their lives. Being unsatisfied, whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us how to deal with the issues of this world. Those pressures are going to be there. Those pressures, that constant unhappiness or state of, you know, one poet said it very beautifully, وَمَا قَضَى أَحَدٌ مِّنْهَا لُبَانَتَهُ وَمَا قَضَى أَحَدٌ مِّنْهَا لُبَانَتَهُ وَمَنْتَهَا أَرَبٌ مِّنْهَا إِلَّا إِلَىٰ أَرَبِي. No one that came in this world fulfilled every single desire of this. No one single person came into this world and fulfilled every single desire that they wanted to fulfill. This is something that didn't happen to anyone. Because every single desire creates and gives birth to another desire. So this comes to what is the antidote to this kind of feeling that comes into our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes again on this point of shukr. In another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. In reality, we cannot even make shukr for all the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, in one lecture that he was giving with regards to shukr, he says that Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullahi alayhi, said that even if we just have to reflect over the breathing that we make, the breath that we take, just the breath that we take, if we have to take one breath in, One breath that we take is one breath in and one breath out. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to hold the breath after it was taken in, what would our state be? And then after we exhaled, and thereafter that the breath was held, what would our state be? In reality, we were supposed to make shukr for every single inhaling and exhaling. But we know that that is impossible. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. So you will never be able to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we have to try and verbally make shukr of all of that, we will never be able to make shukr and do justice to the shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands of us. And that is why the first, on the very, very basic level, what the level of shukr of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something we are coming to and we will discuss. But on a very, very basic level, coming out of the month of Ramadan, let us at least be satisfied and let us at least be content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in these very, very basic ni'mats. What about the greater ni'mats? The ni'mat of iman, the ni'mat of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this level gave us a very, very important advice. That unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum. Look at those, when it comes to worldly things, then look at those who are of a lower social standing, having lower material possessions. وَلَا تَنْظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَكُمْ. And stop looking at those all the time that have more than you. فَهُوَ أَجْدَرُ أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Because then it is more likely that you will not disregard the ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. Each and every human being, each and every one of us sitting here, and every single human being in the earth, and more so every single believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has been blessed with millions and millions of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the one level of shukr. This is the one level of shukr. If we have to analyze then, that what is the next level of shukr? What is the shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really, that level of shukr which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really wants us to achieve? Again from an ayat of the Qur'an. Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayna, he says that in one ayat of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. The true shukr, the reality of shukr, is that every single limb is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not something that these ulama and these mashayikh just take out from their own side. It is in the ayat of the Quran. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inculcate the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single limb of your body. And that will be the true shukr. Because if a person has to start reciting on a tasbih and start making shukr, he will make shukr. If he has to perform salah, how long will he be able to continue? 20 rakats, 40 rakats, 60 rakats, 80 rakats, 100 rakats, 1000 rakats. Ultimately he'll get tired. What is that way that we can be constantly making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is that way that we can be constantly making shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? From this ayat of the Quran, Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi says, that the way that we can be constantly making shukr to Allah is to fulfill the shukr of every single limb of our bodies. To fulfill the shukr of every single limb of our bodies. The shukr of the eyes is that we use our eyes in those places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to use our eyes. And we refrain from using our eyes in those places and seeing those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from seeing. The shukr of the hands is to do those things, to assist other people, to help the poor, the weak, the suffering, and not to lift our hands on those that are weak, or anyone else for that matter unjustly. The shukr of the tongue is to be kind, compassionate, merciful. The shukr of the heart is that we do not allow the wrong things to be continuously being cooked and brewed in our hearts. We do not harbor malice, jealousy, grudges against people. And this type of shukr is a shukr that is continuous and 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day a person will be, head to toe he will be making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Head to toe he will be making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that, Ya Aba Hurairah, ittaqil maharim, takun a'bad al-nas. Takun a'bad al-nas. If you want to be the one who is making the most ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't have to recite or perform a lot of tahajjud. You don't have to perform tahajjud from the time you became baligh. You don't have to recite a lot of awabin. You don't have to give a lot of nafil sadaqat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, ittaqul maharim. Stay away from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. Stay away from those things with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, and you will be the one who performs the most amount of ibadat. Because that ibadat is taking place 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This ibadat never ever stops. And this is the shukr that we need to strive to achieve. The shukr that where every single limb of ours is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then obviously, if we have to reflect over this iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, so much of shukr we need to make for it. If only we can make shukr. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy rahmatullah alayhi says with regards to this ayat of the Qur'an Kareem, if we reflect over this ayat of the Qur'an Kareem coming out of the month of Ramadan, we actually have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having granted us the ability to have made his ibadat and to have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Because he says, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, that ability to have been obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was no, you know, it was no perfection, or it was no, there was nothing good about us human beings in ourselves. This too was from the blessing and from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So indeed we may feel that we have not done justice, but at the same time, let us to the month of Ramadan and to what ibadat should have been done of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we should nevertheless be making shukr for whatever tawfiq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. And coming to the next point, another aspect which we need to be conscious of with regards to shukr, is the aspect of the ni'mat of being safeguarded from sins. Those of us whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the ability during the month of Ramadan to have distanced ourselves away and refrain to whatever extent we can from committing sins, this is something that we need to make shukr for. This is something that comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the ayat of the Quran, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam narrating what his position after having been seduced by Zulaykha, he says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. That I cannot absolve myself. I cannot regard myself as being someone who is, you know, who by his own volition, by virtue of his own self, who protected himself from this difficult situation of engaging in sinful activity. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. Verily the soul is a great commander towards evil. And we know that. This is a normal thing. It's the natural urges will come and they will continue to come until the day of Qiyamah. But this is what happens when that friction comes. That aeroplane will only take off when there is a wind or when there is air coming from the other side. So the reality is this, that we will continue to face those challenges. We will continue to face those challenges even after the month of Ramadan. But the true shukr will be this, that we continue to remain steadfast and we continue to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having given us the ability to stay away from those sins. Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say that you know, the walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not ma'soom. They are not ma'soom. So when we talk about they are muttaqi, when you say someone is muttaqi, it is like saying someone is in wudu. Someone who remains in wudu all the time, now and then his wudu will break. Now and then the wudu will break. But immediately they will make their wudu and they will come into the state of wudu again. So in a similar manner, those that are muttaqi, they have made that firm resolve. They have made that firm resolve to adhere to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also important, that there must be that firm resolve that now we are going to make a concerted effort to fulfill every single command. By the way, if something happens, then it is like that wuzu that is broken, we will make that wuzu again, we will re-establish our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making sincere tawbah. And on this I want to just mention a single point. Hazrat used to say that it shouldn't just be, there should be, he used to explain it in some beautiful words of Urdu, he used to say that there should be qasd-e adam-e nazar, not adam-e qasd-e nazar, with regards to the eyes, and that applies for every single limb of the body, that there should be a positive intention not to commit any sin. It shouldn't be that there is the non-existence of an intention to commit sin. So what we are saying is that there should be a positive intention, a concerted effort from the side of a person, that I am going to make every single effort from my side to ensure that I adhere to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that reminds me of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. In one particular bayan, he said that, you know, he narrated the story of Hazrat Basri Rahmatullah Ali and Abdullah bin Mubarak. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak Rahmatullah Ali, a very great alim of the past, he asked Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, what are the signs of the walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are the signs? The first sign he gave, Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali said, is that fi wajhihi haya. On his face there will be modesty. That noor comes onto the face. When a person has made that firm intention that he wants to, he may not be perfect, but if a person wants to get that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that modesty, that willingness to, that noor of the willingness to abide by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes onto the face. And Sheikh Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi used to say, what is this modesty? What is the reality of modesty? Modesty is not simply being shy. This is the modesty that is the modesty of the West. The modesty of Islam, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, فَإِنَّ حَقِيقَةَ الْحَيَاةِ أَلَّا يَرَاكَ مَوْلَاكَ حَيْثُ نَهَاكَ. The reality of modesty is that a person, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not see his servant in a place where he has prohibited him to be, or in a state that he has prohibited him from being in. So this is the one. The second sign that he gave him was that fi aynihi buka, that the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have tears in their eyes. Their hearts will be soft. And this is another area that coming out of the month of Ramadan, let us reflect that how much of softness has developed in our hearts. How concerned are we about what is happening to our brothers and sisters in other parts of the world? What fikr do we make for them? We may not be able to do much, but even to a certain extent, are we so consumed with our lives? For that matter, let alone those that are far away from us, what about the people that are nearby us? What about our employees? It pains a person to hear sometimes. Just the other day someone was speaking to me, and without going into the details, it pains that a person can be working for someone for years and years, but they are paid a pittance. That we, every single person here knows what it costs to survive. But if we don't have that amount of softness in our hearts, that a fellow human being, how is he going to survive? How will he make his family not live comfortably, even a basic survival, basic food and drink? If we cannot develop that amount of softness in our hearts, if that doesn't bring tears to our eyes, then it is something we need to reflect upon. Whether truly speaking we have come out from the month of Ramadan with our spiritual bodies having been palm-beated. So this crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of us feel shy to do it in front of others, but go in the quietness of your room in the early part of the morning and pick up your hands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, I want to be close to you. I want to be close to you, and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors. تجلی ہر ایک دل کی اختر الگ ہے, تجلی ہر ایک دل کی اختر الگ ہے, مہربانیاں جتنی قربانیاں ہیں. Hazrat says that the closeness and the connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every person is of different levels. It's of different levels. The awliya, the mashayikh, the sulaha, the siddiqeen, the anbiya, everyone's, the shuhada, each one has a different level. But nevertheless, every single believer has a certain level of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single believer is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-ta'ibu habibullah. The one who has turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the second point, that let us take that little bit of time every single day and cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Express that true shukr from within our hearts for this ni'mat that He has granted us. And finally, he says that these, Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, that another point that you will find in the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi lisanihi thana, on their tongues is constant zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all good that happens to them, ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah, whatever good happens to them, they attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ma asabaka min sayyatin, it is not that something good happens, so now we blow our own trumpets all the time. Oh, I did this and I could do that, and I was able to achieve this. It is by the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught it to us in the Quran. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا. What resources, what achievements have we done? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about ذُو الْقَرْنَيْنِ, that king who had dominance and who had dominion over the entire world. One of those kings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about him. At the end, after he had done whatever he had done in terms of safeguarding the people from Ya'juj and Ma'juj and building amazing, amazing structures and achieving all sorts of things. At the end he says, هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. Whatever happens to me is purely from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the message of today's Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me the tawfiq, firstly, to make amal on what has been said. Let us inculcate this quality of shukr, firstly for the basic ni'mats that we have. The basic ni'mats of safety, security. Let us think about our brothers and sisters that are suffering all over the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove their suffering. May He give us the tawfiq to do whatever is within our means to assist. In every manner that we can assist them, we should be making and thinking about ways that we can assist them. And secondly, may He give us the tawfiq to make shukr for this ni'mat of being obedient to Him. And lastly, may He give us the ability to make shukr for the iman that He has granted us. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.